WHM. Monitoring. WHM. Monitoring. 4 HKX. Monitoring.
4 CEF. How's it going, Patrick?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
Relaxing on the couch. You out working today?
Been sitting in the recliner myself.
Especially on a day like today.
Nasty up here.
Down here is mainly rain. No bad storms or anything like I thought they were calling for, but it may be later this evening.
It's just rained all day here. I think it's just now getting ready to lighten up stop.
Put your radio in from Bridgecom?
Did I just listen and did a few minutes ago.
You my DMR ID, or you can text me yours, either one. I'll try out the private function, not that I know how that works yet.
I'm going to try to figure it out myself.
I'll tell you, and maybe we can figure it out together.
Roger that, sounds good.
I'm going to go see if the wife needs any help getting supper together, so KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Sure you have fun, and good to hear from you. KO4HKX, monitoring, 73 danger.
Jim, how you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing good. I thought I heard you call out there a minute ago.
I'm going to call for work, let my call run for a little bit. Get a little time to go to the bathroom and exercise.
I got mine out this morning before it rained. I got up early and let her out. But now that it's lightening up, I may let her out again.
It stopped raining here in Hartwell just a little bit ago, and it's overcast, but you can tell it's breaking the storm. Looked at the radar. I don't know if we're going to get any more tonight or not, but there's a lot below us with heavy storms.
And earlier when I was out eating lunch, they got the TV on there. I was watching the weather, and it looked pretty rough down below us.
We had some pretty good weather up your way, too. We kind of just got rain, but a friend of mine posted on Facebook a little bit ago where he was at, and they got a bunch of hail, so I got lucky here in Harl.
No hail around here, and but now it's been pretty, not heavy rain, but on the heavier side all day long today.
The weather station a few minutes ago, and we got an inch and a quarter of rain today, so not a swamper, but it was pretty heavy at times.
For those with allergies are loving that rain right now.
I am. For everybody.
It's a fortunate few that the allergies don't bother me.
Definitely a lucky person. The weather pollen's been this year has been pretty rough, and at least my cars aren't yellow right now, at least for the moment.
Live on dirt road, mine are always dirty.
On tar and gravel and dirt roads, and they were always covered from the dust and everything, but that wasn't quite as bad as the pollen, at least to me anyway.
Shops over the last week. We got blacktop parking lots, and they were yellow. You could see the dust and pollen tire tracks through them.
HMID. Yeah, it's been a heavy pollen season for sure. I went camping. It's been several weeks ago now when the pollen first hit, and you could just see it. It was a haze. It was so bad. And last weekend I went to Alabama camping, and it was still pretty bad, but nothing like it was about a month ago.
And Jerry, talking about your bushcraft weekend there.
Fun. I enjoy getting out and doing that. I work in, you know, IT, dealing with technology all day long, every day in the office, so camping's my escape from technology.
This time of year, camping's not bad. It's pretty nice outside, unless you got allergies. But you wait till summertime down there where you're at, and it's a little hot for me.
Different season usually comes to an end after the first part of May and doesn't take back off until September sometime, but I'll do a camping trip every now and then in the summer, but it's just when you're laying there and it's 90 degrees at night, it's no fun.
Wife and I made that mistake one time when my son was about 2 years old, and we vowed never to do that again.
Never do it again, but I don't enjoy it near as much as this time of year. When we were in Alabama last week, it was getting down to about 40 degrees at night, and that was just perfect, and it was about like temperature today in the mid-60s during the day, so it was a good weekend for sure for camping.
One of the nice things about up here, temperature today just barely creeped into the 50s.
Watching the news report, I get Carolina News, living here in Hartwell, and see the mountain forecast, and it's always a good 10 or plus degrees cooler, seems like year-round, and makes me jealous, makes my air conditioner run harder, try to keep up with it.
See, it's always a relief when I get to the top of that mountain, I can roll the windows down, and it's nice and cool.
Imagine.
The opposite in the wintertime. It's nice when I get down the mountain and it's quite a bit warmer down there than it is up here.
I guess that's the trade-off. I don't know. I've contemplated moving several times over the years because of the drive to work, but I like living in Harlow. It's a good little town. And we get population like triples in the summer with people come in from big cities to live here on the lake, but it's still all right.
So our population does triple up here where I'm at in the summertime. Man, you can't move.
It does. That's a popular part of the country you're in up there for all seasons, really, especially in the summer and fall.
Pretty much, I ain't been in the forest since, I don't know, since I was in my teens. There's just too many people up there anymore. You can't enjoy it.
And that, heard you say you was monitoring your DMR radio a little bit ago. How's that going?
Pretty good. I've been playing with the North Carolina one. It's pretty active. If you throw your call out there, usually somebody come back pretty quick, or there's somebody talking on there quite often.
I was surfing around last night on the U.S. channel and worldwide, and then I did individual states, and I found somebody on just about every channel I tried last night. It was pretty active. I guess everybody was up and going.
Saying.
For a minute, I'll try the mobile.
monitoring.
10-4 WHM, KO4 HKX. Patrick, you got a copy now?
Clear, Bill.
Yeah, I didn't got on my base station. I guess the handheld couldn't make the trip through the weather.
A little bit, and then it just faded out.
Handheld it. That's the problem, just with the 5 watts or 7, I guess, on turbo, but it'll, wind can change or rain or something, and it'll fade out from the repeater, but usually I can get through from the house.
But I got my little handheld sitting right here beside me the whole time we've been talking, and it ain't realized we're talking at all.
Use an external antenna on my handheld to really talk any on that, on the Greenville repeater. I'm a long ways from the mountain there.
I'm in just the right spot. I can talk with mine in the house. I usually use it when I'm sitting in the living room. I'll monitor. And it's close to the window there, and it's just the right spot for it to receive. But I won't try to talk on it. But, yeah, if I'm on where I'm at from the tower, it's just over the crest of the ridge of the mountain, and I'm on the other side of it, right on the right up against the back of it.
Yeah, that little hill like that'll definitely give you issues. There's a couple of repeaters here in North Georgia that I get about 5 miles from the house and my mobile, and I'm on the way to work, and I can hit them just fine, but evidently there's a little hill between me and them at home, and I can't get them from my base or mobile, so least little thing can give you trouble.
That's why they call it line of sight.
Okay.
You tried that private call on the DMR stuff yet?
I've really hadn't had anybody to give it a go with. I heard you and Andrew talking, but if you get it figured out, you'll have to let me know. I'm happy to share my ID with you.
Yeah, that's me trying to find somebody to try it out with. It's the problem. I don't know how you find out somebody's DMR ID. It's easy to look up their call sign, but I don't know how you find out their DMR ID.
You can. If I'm looking at the gateway right now on my computer, and if you are you using the PiStar gateway software, or what are you using with the hotspot?
Star gateway software, but I don't have it pulled up all the time. My hotspot's out in the car, and it's on the cell service on the Verizon hotspot. When I'm in the house, you got to be on the same network for it to work.
Sense. If you're on the same network or got a laptop where you can connect to it, if you look at the dashboard where it shows the traffic, if you click on somebody's call sign, it takes you straight to a page and gives you their DMR ID.
Seen that, but like I said, you, Andrew, and Russell are the only three that I know with DMR IDs, so none of us have talked on DMR yet.
That's something we need to work on. I'm trying to think here. I'm not even sure how you would go about it.
You'd have to get in one of the talk groups, and when it comes up, then I can get the IDs, or you can, and you can try a private call that way.
I'll read up on it tonight, and if you want to, we can give it a try tomorrow sometime, or if you got time, we can try it this evening. I'm just sitting here talking on the radio.
evening. Only thing I got left to do is I got to study for Sunday school in the morning. I'm Sunday school superintendent, so I got to open up.
An important task. You need to make sure you give it the time it deserves. So we can, like I said, we can always try tomorrow or try later this evening, either one. Up to you.
Later this evening, well, the net will be happening here in an hour and a half. And it usually goes on for about close to an hour, so it'll be close to 10 o'clock.
We might have to try tomorrow. That's pretty close to my bedtime. But if you want, I'll give you my DMR ID and you can jot it down, and that way you'll go ahead and have it.
Go ahead.
317-3329. 317-3329.
4WHM.
Okay.
Oh, that, we'll have to give it a try. I'm going to back on out of here and do my study and get it over with before the net starts. That way I can check into the net tonight. Been trying to do that on a regular basis now that I got me a little radio here at the house.
Good deal. I enjoyed talking with you, Patrick. Good luck on the lesson for tomorrow, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow sometime, and we'll, like I said, I'll read up on the private call, and we'll be ready to give it a shot tomorrow. 73 is my friend. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your file.
You have a good evening. Go let that dog run some more. KO4HKX, clear, 73 to you.